Okay, Purim. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, Ken, that Purim is a time when we received Torah ba'ava. Kimu mashikiblu kva. They were mekayim, what they already received. They were mekayim barotzen, in willingly, what they received ba'onis b'har Sinai. So the Maharal explains, what does it mean on Har Sinai they received the Torah ba'onis? Because there was such a clarity when they received the Torah on Har Sinai, right? Because they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They saw the whole Merkava, they saw the whole Hanhaga, the whole way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in clarity, deals with the world, or it interacts with the world, that it was impossible for them not to accept the Torah. That level of clarity was onus. Purim, on the other hand, Purim, if you see the Megillah has no Shem Hashem. The Midrash says, every time it says Melech in Purim, it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the whole story of Purim is a very funny story. I mean, when you read the whole Megillah in of itself, right, from beginning to end, so you see the Nes, it's clear. But if you have to realize that this Nes took place over years, so each stage of the Nes, each stage of the process, it didn't look that anything was happening. It didn't look that Klal Yisrael was being saved. Adarabah, throughout, there was Haman Arasha, he came to Gedula, he came to be a very important person, and he was given the Tabat, the Melech, he was given the Rishu, the permission to kill all the Yidden. He was Mizera Amalek. He came in power. Then Esther was taken as a captive for the king, right? And her life was also seemingly in danger. And then, Vanahafochu. Then, from the Sudas, Esther with Achashverosh, the whole thing turned around. In one day, one moment. And then we see the Yad Hashem. The Yad Hashem. But the whole scenario, the whole process was a process of not clarity. The word for Megillah is the word of Gilui, revelation. That's the word of Megillah. It's revealed. The Gemara says the Megillah has Dinim of Torah, but not completely all the Dinim of Torah. It has the Din of Igeret, of a regular Ksav, just a story, I suppose, a story. But has also the Dinim of Torah, but it doesn't have the same Kedusha of Torah. Like, in the Megillah, certain halachas of the Torah are the same, certain halachas are not the same. Yeah?
What wouldn't be the same?
For example, if you have, if a ot is mitushtash, but it's rishumonika, it's kosher for Megillah. Or if you're missing, you're adding, if there's an added letter, it's kosher Megillah. For Torah, it's not kosher. Right? Added letters or stuff like that. So long as it doesn't change the mashmaut of the Megillah, it's permitted. There's other halachas in Megillah. But anyway, so there are dinim of the Torah, not dinim of the Torah. Now what's all this to do with Torah Shebal Peh, or Kabbalah Torah Mi'ava? What's the difference? Why is Purim this day of Kabbalah Torah Shebal Peh? What does it mean, Kabbalah Be'ava? Kabbalah Baratzah, what's it related to this whole and the mitzvahs? If we understand that Megillas Esther, the Gemara says, Esther Minayim, where do we know Esther from the Torah? So the Gemara says, Astir Astir et Panai, I will hide my face from you. When Chas V'Sholom, Klai Yisrael do Averas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu hides his face. So the concept of Esther, it's called Megillas Esther. Not called Megillas Hadassah, it's called Megillas Esther. Esther Zuhadas, it's called Megillah Esther. Hastir Hastir et Panai. That means the whole concept of the Megillah, the whole thing that's happening is a story of something which is hidden, which if you look in depth, you see the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I Melech in Megillah, which is referring to Achashverosh, is also referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could Achashverosh, which is referring to Melech, be HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Achashverosh is a Rasha. How could a Rosha be a representation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That means Achashverosh, when he was doing things in the Megillah, was a gilui of the Ratzin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Malchus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a very high level when you see even those bad things in life, even those things which are difficult in life, you see them as a revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a much higher level. That's a much higher level of having a Emunah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu when you see Hashgacha, Kli Hashgacha, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Har Sinai, you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you see Achashverosh, a Rasha as a Gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's a depth of Emunah. That's a higher level of Emunah. That's a kirva. That's a tremendous kirva to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a kirva of Ava. That's what Megillas Esther is. That's what it's called. Megillah means revelation of Esther. Revelation of that which is hidden. The Megillah is showing you that your everyday life, those everyday things, even those things which seem difficult, are really a revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Achashverosh is a revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Those difficulties in life is a Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzma. That's Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh Baal Peh is, what's Teresh Baal Peh? What's the difference between Teresh Bichtav and Teresh Baal Peh? Teresh Bichtav, it's written. It's in front of you. It's in the voice of Moshe. Panim el panim, dibei Hashem. He spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu with a clarity. Teresh Baal Peh, you're learning a sugi, you don't understand what's flying. You have a kasha in the Gemara, you have a kasha on Tosus, you have a kasha in Rashi, you don't understand what Rashi is saying, what Tosus is saying. It's a mubulbal, bavli. It's confusion. You have to sort it out. Finally, we get to the depths of the Gemara after a lot of toil and understanding. There's a revelation, there's a gilui. There's a gilui of the emes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it requires toil and a deepening of understanding and a depth of understanding. And that's how life is. Life is a bilbul. Life is a confusion. You like this about life, but you don't like this. This is good, but that's not good. But you can't have this without that. So you have to work it out. What are you going to go for? How are you going to do? You have to toil to get those things that you want. It's difficult. You like yeshiva for this reason, but you don't like it for this reason. Right? How are you going to work that out? You going to make a pshara? No. You're going to have to make a compromise? No, people don't like making compromises in life. You like the chocolate sundae, but you don't like the peanut butter that comes with it. But you have to eat it together. Right? But then when you understand something deeper, I don't know if it works with a chocolate sundae, but you understand something deeper in life, and you look deeper, you'll see that those difficulties are actually bringing out a revelation in you. A revelation in you, and a revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. And that's the Megillah. And when you get to that level of revelation, that brings us, like Rashi says, mi'avas ha'nes, from the love of nes, that nes that we see in our own personal lives, we see that, those hardships were actually those things which brought me out, which actually made me a bigger person, a higher person, a better person. You don't have to make up a pshara, yeshiva, this I like, this I don't like, this is good, this is no good. You have to deepen your understanding of life. You have to see why is it that you don't like. Maybe there's some reason for it. You have to delve into your life. You have to work out something which is going to be a revelation. Not sit with your life and accept it as it is. Try and delve into it. You understand? Now, what was Haman's taina on the Jewish people?
Mordecai didn't bow to him.
Yeah, but in the Megillah says that he says something. Atu Achashverosh, Am Mefuza Mefurat Beina Amim, a dispersed people amongst the people, or a separate people. Amalek, Haman was from Zera Amalek. Amalek has the koach to separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. When we went out to Mitzrayim, Kol Anecha Shalim, all those weak people, the Anan was poured, Amalek killed. Amalek, Ambatir Otachat, that's the Moshe of Chazal, jumped in, cooled it down for everyone else. Chazal says, without Amalek, no one would be able to touch Klal Yisrael because of our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amalek removes, cools down that connection, makes that a weaker connection, gives us sveikus, doubts. Amalek zu Yetzirah. It's a Yetzirah. It's the highest aspect of the Yetzirah.
Amalek's
gematria of Amalek is Safek. Yeah, but not only that, Amalek is Am Shemolek Melika, a people that Melika is like shchita, like a cutting off, right? A people that separates us from our heads, removes us from a higher connection, removes us from a higher connection of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Amalek. What's the koach of Amalek? That's what Haman told us. Am mefuza mefurat bein ha'amim. When we're separate individuals, when we see the Jewish people as separate people, we're distant from Torah.
We are
distant from Torah.
Separate from what?
Separate from each other. Hashem? No, from each other.
Oh, so separate maybe from the non-Jews?
No. Separate from non-Jews is not a bad thing. Separate from Hashem. Mm. Separate in our ways from non-Jews, that's how it should be.
Yeah.
But separate from each other. We're not one people. But it says in the Gemara, the Rashi brings this in Chumash. Vayichen sham tachat aha. Ke'ish echad b'lev echad. They were, one of the prerequisites of Kabbalah's Torah is what? Vayichen. Don't say vayachanu. Vayichen. Ke'ish echad b'lev echad. As one man, as one heart. When we have one heart, what gives us that one heart? And it's the same thing. So I want to explain, what gives us that one heart? So there's another Rashi. The Rashi says, it says, Shivim Nefesh Yatsu Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, why by Yaakov it says Nefesh, singular. By Esav it says Nefashis, plural. So it says, by Yaakov they're all serving one God. Their hearts are to one God. When our hearts are to one God, and it's the one desire to serve God and to serve His Rotson, then it's Vayichen Sham Tachataha. Then we're one people. If we're Am Mefuzah Mefurad, it means our Avodas Hashem is missing. We're thinking about our own personal needs, our own personal desires. We're separating from Hashem. That's Esav. Esav is Nefashis. Rashi says they all have, they're plural, they all have their own little Avodah Zarah, the internet, right? The whatever, the schnitzels, uminehem, right? Everyone's serving his own Avodah Zarah, his own desires, his own rotzen, his own. It's not bringing us together to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we have that, we're a separate people. And then the Amalek has a koach. So if we look at Purim, if we look at the mitzvahs of Purim, what brought the Jewish people to be one people? So there's a midrash, it says Paro Hikriv, and it says also by Haman, it says the same thing, that when you have an oyev against us, it's makriv, it brings us closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It brings us to be a unity as a people against the oyev. Haman, if anything, brought us close through the tzaras of Haman, through the gezeiros of Haman. The Jewish people were mu'uchedet, became one people to fight the oyev, to fight Haman. And that yichud is also represented in the mitzvahs of Purim. It's also represented in the mitzvahs of Purim. How is it represented? We have the Megillah. So explain what the Megillah is. The Megillah is when you see those little pieces of life that seem separate, that seem not connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not connected to the reality of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. They're not good things. They're bad things. This is bad, that's not so good, that happened to me, this happened to me, right? You see them as disconnected arrays of events. Megillah is that you reveal it to be one Rotson. You reveal all those different events as one Rotson to bring us close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and to build us in our lives. That's the Yichud, that's the Gilui of Megillah. Then after Megillah, what do you have? You have Shloach Manas, or Matan Sevionim, which is a form of Shloach Manas Ta'anim, right? What's Shloach Manas? You're giving presents. Ta'anim, to your friends. What is it when you give presents? What does that do? It brings us to unity to Klal Yisrael. Those people, you had something, you know, you said something not nice to them, and you didn't say sorry, so you send them a Shloach Manas, and They realize that you wanted to apologize or whatever, become one. The Shulchan Aruch Manos brings us together. What's a Sudas Purim? Sudas Purim is a little, really, the Sudas Purim. So, machlokas, if you need, chlal need, Magen Avraham says you don't even need pat for Sudas Purim. You need basa because of simcha, and you need shtiyas yayin. Everyone agrees simcha, it's machlokas, bizmanenu, if we have simcha babasa. Machlokas rishonim. But yayin, everyone agrees, is simcha be yayin. And then you have shtiyas yayin on Purim. What's the word of shtiyas yayin? The drinking of wine. What's this big deal, you know? This day of Kabbalah's Teresh Baal Peh, what should we be doing? We should be learning. What do? You have Purim spiel, you drink at night, you have a little Suda, then the day, you start early with the drinking, right? Everyone has straight away the meal, so you can start a little bit of drinking the whole day. What's this? That's Kabbalah's Teresh Baal Peh. There's a Chazal. Chazal says, Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, what do we do Yom Kippur?
Fast.
Five tefillahs. We're like angels. It says Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim, a day like Purim. That means it's a comparative to Purim. Purim's a higher spiritual day. Now, why is that? It's brought down in Sefarim HaKadoshim, but Yom Kippur, through our davening, and through our inui, through our five inuim, the five things that we do, you know, we don't eat, we don't drink, sicha, chitza, tashmish amita, right? Lino nalaim, right? To wear shoes, right? Washing, anointing, yeah? With that, we get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu with our tefillahs, and with our separation from the physical, we get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu with a higher level. In the Ila, we reach the level, it's brought down to Sfarim Kedoshim, which is representative of the Yud Gimel Midas. The highest level of Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud Gimel Midas. That's Matan Torah. When we reach the Yud Gimel Midas, Kazaken should attain the Torah, like an old man who's giving the Torah. An old man represents complete Rachamim, because the Torah is Rachmana, it represents complete Rachamim. There's a gilui of the Yud Gimel Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Purim? Why is Yom Kippur Kippurim? So it's brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim that on Purim, those Yud Gimel Midas, that highest level of Rachamim, comes down to us. We don't have to go up to it. It comes down to us. That's why it says, Kol HaPoshit Yado Notnim Lo. Anyone who opens his hand for tzedakah, you give him. Are you complete rachmi? You're not bodek. He deserves. He doesn't deserve. You give. Kol HaPoshet Yado. Because that's the same hanhaga. That's the same influence which is happening on that day. Also by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol HaPoshet Yado. Notnim Lo. The highest level of rachim. Purim is a day of tefillah. There's a story that was brought down.
It's a day of
tefillah, of davening. The day of davening. It's a day that all our bakashas, Shamayim is open. Shemaim is down here with us. It's complete rachamim. The gilui of Torah, which is the gilui of Yud Gimel Midas, right? The gilui of complete rachamim. Which Torah is rachmana. Torah is rachmana. Tefillah is rachmana, right? It's complete rachamim. The highest level of rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us on that day. Kol HaPoshet Yado. Anyone who opens his hand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, notnim lo. It's a day of tefillah. There's a story brought down. I remember my wife showed me many, many years ago, there was a kehila who stayed up the night of Purim and davened nates, and the whole night they were learning and davening. And they davened for whatever they needed on Purim day. And the story goes, look, I don't remember, it was many years ago, that the tefillahs, they saw a big siyata d'shmaya for that whole kehila, the rest of the year. Purim's a very special day. Because that level of rachamim, why is it such a high level of rachamim that comes down to us? It's telling us that in our everyday lives is those Yud Gimel Midas. Just in Purim, there's a realization, there's a megillah, there's a revelation of those every simple things that are real rachamim. We don't know. How do we know? We know what's good for us in life. We know what's best for us. We don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. Sometimes he does things which seem bad. It doesn't seem good. But those things are good for us. Because we don't know what the atidot is going to be. We don't know what the future is going to be. He knows. You have to let him in. You have to have an emunah. You have to believe that these things are good for us. We don't understand them. On Purim, we read the Megillah. We see what happened. Now think about it. Why is it such a nice? Think about it. A Jewish girl was taken by a Goyish king to marry her. She didn't want to marry him. Right? Her husband became second in command, who was Mordechai, right? Can you imagine her husband staying in the same palace as this king who actually he doesn't know, who's having relations with his wife? That makes sense. That's a ness. My wife always said, I don't understand it. I don't understand why. How can we be celebrating such a thing? How could that be a good thing? Okay, so there's a Gemara, there's a Chazal that she used to send him a shade, she wouldn't used to go herself, and Mordechai was, you know, there is Chazal. But still, on the Pshat level, it doesn't make sense. Wasn't such a Hatzala? Wasn't such a great thing? But there's a big revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. It wasn't nice. Even those things, even in the Pshat level, it seems not such a great thing. It's a nice. It's a big revelation. It says all the nisim, atidim, all the chagim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, all the revelations of the chagim are going to mitbatel latid lavo. Purim is not going to be mitbatel. The gilui, the revelation of Purim is not going to be mitbatel. Why? Because the revelation of Purim is the revelation of the galus lahafoch legeula v'anahafochu. That how the galus changes into geula. So that revelation is the revelation that Atid Lavo. That the revelation of Purim is what we live every day. We don't have clarity. We don't see that clearness. But now Afochu, when that level of disclarity, of non-clarity, becomes clarity, that's Purim for each of us. Purim is the day that a person can reach that clarity. Now, there's certain aspects of us. And this is the drinking of the wine. Why we drink wine on Purim? Now, not everyone should drink wine. Not everyone should drink wine. You have to. Not everyone should drink wine, right? Just an eitzer. Wine's the thing to drink. You shouldn't be drinking mixer drinking. Just drink a good wine. But not everyone's fitting to drink wine for Purim. What I mean by that, the drinking of wine is not the drinking to be for a person lishtolel to go out, you know, like say all the things that he, you know, is not embarrassed to say, and on Purim he goes and says them. No, that's not the purpose of drinking wine. It's brought down in Svarim Kadoshim. The purpose of drinking wine is what? That since we have a revelation of these Yud Gimel Midos on Purim, such a high level, the level of Matan Torah coming down to us, that which we reach on Yom Kippur is coming down to us on Purim. A person on his level cannot connect to that completely. With Das, he can't connect to it. So we have to be mevatel adas. There's two ways of being mevatel your das. You mevatel your das, and you mevatel yourself by inuim, v'sigufim, by fasting, and by davening, and by reaching a much higher level that we can do on Yom Kippur. That adas becomes one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And there's another way of being mevatel adas, to negate it, through yayin. That we don't have any more das. That we don't have any more thinking. Our thinking is blurred. We don't know the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Oru Haman. Our thinking is blurred. When we nullify ourselves to such an extent to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Kodesh Baruch Hu permeates us and fixes us. That's the purpose of drinking wine. And on a deeper level, it's brought down in Sfarim. That's Mechiyas Amalek. When we do that, when we nullify our das in such a way to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then this ha'ara, this influence, the influence of Purim, which is such a high level, permeates us and is Gorim Mechiyas HaMalek. What does it mean, is Gorim Mechiyas HaMalek? That part of us, that lowest part of us, which we can't change through our own avoda, Kodesh Baruch Hu is metakin on Purim. And that's the drinking of wine. So that's why it's brought down. It's brought down in the Rambam. That a person, Taka, this is, the Ramor passes it in a similar way, that a person should drink on Purim, v'yiradem mitoch shichruto. That means he drinks such an amount that he falls asleep because of his drinking.
He
falls asleep because of his drinking. That's the Rambam. He drinks so much that he falls asleep because of his drinking. Not that he drinks and he goes to bed, and he falls asleep through his drinking. He loses his das. When he loses his das, then he allows a different das to permeate his life. That's what happens on Purim. And that Machias HaMalek is teaching us how we have to be Mevatel HaMalek from our lives all the year round. We have to Mevatel HaDas. Mevatel HaDas and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu come into our lives. Those difficulties in life, be Mevatel HaDas. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. It's not... No, we're having a hard time, or it's difficult, and I have to get rid of it. No. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Be Mevatel HaDas. See what this message is telling us. And when you see clearly the Megillah, which is revealing the Hester, Megillas Esther, revealing those things which are hidden in the world, then we have the revelation of Megillah. We have the revelation of Purim. Now, and then we have the Yichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yichud of all those aspects of our life. We see they come together. They were all there to bring us close to Him, to bring us to this unity with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we have a clarity in life. And that's what life is all about. And that's why the Megillah and Purim is the Chag that remains with us for all generations, even after the Geula Atida. Whereas the other Chagim don't. They don't represent. They represent the clarity of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pesach, the clarity of Yetzei Mitzrayim. Shavuos, the clarity of Har Sinai. Right? Sukkot, the clarity of the Ananei HaKavod. Those are all times when we have clarity in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Golos is not the time for clarity. That depth of Golos which reaches the final Geula, that's the revelation of Purim. You understand? That's the Hana Afochu. To the depth of Golos, we come to the revelation of the Geula. From the depths, the difficulties of our lives, those are the parts of our lives which will bring us the biggest revelation. You understand? That's Megillas Esther. That's Purim. Okay? So how is it from Purim, how is it this connection to the physical world brings us to a higher level of reality of the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because it's like this. Torah or Kedusha, better, Kedusha is not meditation. Kedusha is not reaching up to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? Kedusha is bringing a Kodesh Baruch Hu down into the physical world. That's Kedusha. Hegdish, what's Hegdish? You make something Hegdish. You take something physical, yes? And you bring it to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It becomes Shaykh to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It has Kedusha on it. It's Chal Kedusha on a physical object. That's what Kedusha is. Kedusha is when our lives, our physical lives, our speech, our eating, everything we do becomes a mitzvah. The holy day, the holiest day, the Kodesh HaKodoshim, the Holy of Holies of the week is Shabbos. On Shabbos, our eating becomes mitzvahs. Our sleeping is a mitzvah. Anything which is a pleasure for us, to read something which is pleasurable to us, is a mitzvah of owning Shabbos. Shabbos, anything which we, the turning of something which is physical into a mitzvah, that's Kedusha. In psychology, there's a difference. You can repress, and a person can't repress his goof. If you repress your goof, you're going to have problems. You can press for moments. For a moment. One day you can repress your goof. You don't eat, you don't sleep, you don't, yeah? Yom Kippur, in theory, you don't sleep in the night. In the times of Chazal, they used to stay up the whole night. Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to stay up the whole night on Yom Kippur, the Avodah Yom Kippur. It's brought down in Halacha. You have the lights in the Beit HaKnesset, and you stay up the whole night. You're completely mufrash from physicality. But that can only be for a moment. That can only be for a day. To relive with Torah means to be expressing a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our everyday life. How you talk. How you talk to your kids, your wife, how you eat, we have halachas. How you tie your shoelace up, we have halachas. Right? The most simple physical aspects of life, we turn them into Ratzon Hashem. That's Kedusha. And that's what the Torah, that's the Gili of the Torah. That's the Gili of the Torah of Shavuos. It's especially the Gili of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Gili, Torah Shebaal Peh is more, not a Gili of turning physicality into Kedusha. It's turning the bad things into Kedusha. It's turning Achashverosh into Malchus, into the Malchus, Melech Malchay Amlachay. The bad things of life becomes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's doing this. We might not believe it sometimes. How can that be? What Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? That's the Megillah. V'na'afachu is that these physical things that we see in front of us, we sublimate them and we bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This goof, all he's interested in is a schnitzel. He's not interested in learning. He's not interested in davening. He's not interested. We take this goof and we feed him on Shabbos. He's happy about owning Shabbos, right? He's happy about the cholent, right? It now becomes making meshutef in keeping the Torah. We sublimate him. Everything. We get married. Rabbis marry. They usually have lots of kids also. Yeah. It's a sublimation. It's a sublimation. There's nothing in the Torah that we don't sublimate, that we don't use for Kedusha. A Nazir is a Chote. A person who separates himself from wine is a Chote. The Gemara says he's a Chote.
What's a
Chote? Someone who did a sin. Why? He's a Nazir. He's separating himself from Tumah, but he's keeping Tumah. He's separating himself from Tumah, Tumah's mace. He's separating himself from wine. Yeah? He's doing all these things. He should be Nazi has Kedusha. Nezer Kodesh. He has Kedusha.
It says the Nazi has Kedusha.
Has a Torah of Kedusha. No, he's a Chota. That's not the Kedusha we're looking for. It can be for 30 days, but he's a Chota. You can't separate yourself. Everything in the world is to sublimate to be Rotzen Hashem. We get married, we have children, we do all the things. We have to sublimate every single aspect of the world. And Purim is even more than that. That we even see the bad in the world as Kedusha, as a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a much higher level. That only comes from Torah Shebaal Peh. That the Kasha of the Gemara, that which we don't understand, that Kasha gives us a brilliant Teretz. Those kashas, those tamers of Tosos, you know how many Chidushim on those tamers of Tosos, or the tamers on the Rambam? That's the Torah. That's the Gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh. Those tamers you have in life, how can that be? How can a Kodesh Baruch Hu be doing this to me? I came to Yeshiva, I did all these good things. How can you be doing this to me? That tamer has a Teretz. And when you understand the Teretz, that's a much higher level of Kedusha. That's a much higher level of Gilui of Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay? Purim's on the name of Hipil Pur. That Haman made a goral, made a, like a lottery, like which day he was going to be lashmid at the Jewish people. So it came out on Zion. He came on Zion Adar, right? Which is the death of Moshe Rabbeinu was nifta on that day, right? Was died on that day, but he didn't know that he was also born on that day. So v'na'afochu, it was the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was also the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's a na'afachu. That's what's called Purim. Some there's a drosh that Purim is, we say Harabat Riveinu, Hadana Dineinu. We have five nus. That's the connected five. Okay, that's something different. That's five levels of din. Called as the Gemara Megillah says Mansapach. There's five levels of din, and Purim, the nu five times nu. Nu is Vav Yud Mem is Nu, right? Vav and Mem is Nun, and Yud and Mem is Nun, and Vav is Nu. So that's the Purim, the Vim, Vav Yud Mem of Purim is connected to Nu. There's five Gvuras, and then there's the Pur is Pa. Pa always represents Din. So Purim represents the Mituk, the how do you say Mituk? The sweetening of the din. That means when you see those bad things as a revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Achashverosh, Melech Achashverosh becomes Melech Malchei Melachim. That's the mituk of those dinim. The mituk of those dinim, that's what Purim represents. Seeing the bad as a revelation of the good.